Well, it happened again. I returned from an evening event. It was about 9 p.m. I was tired, and a battle that I lose far too often occurred once again. Do I use this final hour before I go to bed to read, catch up on some personal reading, which is a commitment I made to not use my phone an hour before going to bed? Or do I watch some YouTube or Netflix? I'll compromise, I thought. I'll watch 10 minutes, just so my brain can decompress, and then I'll read. Well, time truly is subjective. For after only 10 minutes of clips of Impractical Jokers and Kitchen Nightmares, I was shocked to look up and see the clock read at 10 p.m. Not having enough time left to read, I quickly said my night prayers, at least I did that, and I went to bed. I'm sure I'm not the only one who has experienced something like this, wasting of time that could have been spent on better activities, which is really only a small snapshot of the larger picture, which we often question after we do something silly like this. Namely, what am I doing with my life? Or perhaps better stated, how am I wasting my life? This is a question that we find in our gospel, which, as Christ says, is a glimpse of the kingdom of heaven. This landowner who goes out at dawn and hires workers for his vineyard. Now, at this point, the landowner has all the workers he needs. He's hired everyone he needs at dawn. But we hear that he goes out later in the day. And it doesn't say that he goes out to look for more workers, just that he goes out. And when he goes out, he sees others standing idle in the marketplace. And we begin to learn that this landowner, representing God, cannot stand seeing idle people. And so he says, hey, stop standing around. You too go and work in my vineyard. And then they do. He then goes out again later in the day. And again, he finds more people standing around. Now, I interpret what happens next as the landowner getting irritated at this point. And I think you can hear the irritation in his question to these idle people. Why do you stand here idle all day? This interpretation of mine may seem to be a bit of a stretch until we are reminded of what the definition of being idle is. To be idle is to be without work, but it also refers to persons that move lazily or without purpose. So to cut to the chase, this landowner, God, cannot stand to see people living their life without purpose. It's why, as the landowner, he says, go work in my vineyard. If you cannot find purpose yourself, I will give it to you. He doesn't need any more help, but he cannot continue seeing us standing idle, seeing us live our life without purpose. Which is why, as I imagine myself as the landowner seeing these people standing around idly, I immediately thought of that silly nightly battle, of areas in my life, and there are a variety of areas, where I am idly, lazily, purposelessly going through life. And gosh, isn't it so easy to do in the time that we live in? And I heard the Lord ask us, why? Why do you stand here idle all day? When I breathe the breath of life in you, this is not what I intended. Imagine the pain God feels seeing me in my idleness, just standing there. Saint Irenaeus wrote that the glory of God is man fully alive. And God created each one of us with a purpose, one that makes us alive. And we are no accidents meant to just exist. Just as a parent feels pain seeing a son or daughter live life aimlessly and directionless, So too does God when he sees us wasting the potential of our life. And what is that potential? What is it that gives us purpose in this life? We see the answer in the very first words of the first reading. Seek the Lord while he may be found. We do not have long lives. They pass very quickly. The purpose of our life is to seek and find God and then work in his vineyard. Anything short of that leaves us empty, as empty as watching an hour of YouTube clips at 9 o'clock at night. This is not how we are to live, and it doesn't matter if it is at dawn or at 9 p.m. at night. God cannot continue to see us standing around being idle, wasting the beautiful purpose of our life to seek and to find him. Why do you stand here idle all day? Now, the best part is that God doesn't care when we start looking for him. We can be sitting here in this church having wasted 50 years of our life avoiding God, and today we could walk out of this church purpose-driven, and God would give us the same love and graces as he has been giving to those who have spent 50 years searching for him. The last will be first, and the first will be last. Don't normally like when preachers do this, but I have a challenge for us today. And it's a challenge for me too. The first person a priest is preaching to in every homily is himself, and I hope you know that in every homily I preach. And the challenge is twofold. First, where are we standing idle in our life? Where are we living without purpose, lazily, especially in our life of faith? And second, how can we begin to work in the vineyard? How can we change that place of idle standing to purposeful seeking of God while we still can? And maybe you have been. Maybe you are one of those workers who have been out seeking God since the dawn of your life. And that's wonderful. You will get the wage that you deserve. Maybe it's 5 p.m. in your life, though, and you have been idle in your faith for a long time. The vineyard is still out there, and work is to be done. It's time to go and do it. I don't know about you if you've had these moments in life, but I am, and I hope you are, tired of living idle, lazy, without purpose lives in both the small and large areas of our life. I want to be the glory of God, fully alive. I want to seek the Lord while I still can, when he can still be found. Let's go find him. Why do you stand here idle all day?